帮助我们。
Lord, we are thankful again tonight to be able to study the Word of God.
主，我们感恩今天晚上又有机会来学习您的话语。
We're thankful that you have written it for us. We're thankful that you gave us the Holy Spirit to teach us. We thank you that you gave us minds and understanding in order to live it by the grace of God.
主，我们感谢您把这圣经写下来，也感谢您赐给我们圣灵，能教导我们明白，也谢谢您给我们这样的头脑，也给我们这样的心，让我们能够对我们学到的真理能够做出回应。
So we're praying, Lord, that again this evening you will teach us.
主，我们今天晚上再次的请求您来教导我们。
You have taught us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
主啊，你曾经教导我们说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And so tonight, Lord, we will be considering more of these wonderful words that proceed from the mouth of God, and we pray that we will listen to them and live by them.
主，我们感谢今天晚上我们能够更多的学习一点从您口里所出的这一切话，也求您今天帮助我们能够明白，也能够活出这些话。
Help Trevor speak the truth. Help us to understand and live it. And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
主，求您帮助Trevor 能把这些话说出来，也帮助我们能够明白，也能够活出来。我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Trevor.
Good evening, everyone.
现在我们请 Trevor， 大家可以把那个画面切换到发言人画面，这样可以。更清楚地看到那个黑板，那个白板。
It is a pleasure to be with you again this evening.
今天晚上能够再次跟大家在一起啊，很高兴。
And I should have adjusted this beforehand.
说我本来应该先调整好的啊，我现在再调整。
So we've been learning about the literary structure of stories in the Bible.
我们已经学过了就是在圣经里的故事的一个文学的结构。
And because of that, we've been starting to do an analysis of how the story is written.
我们一开始就讲了就是我们讲过一个故事是怎么被写出来的。
But we also want to, we're going to add to that learning this evening.
那我们在这个基础上呢今天要多学习一点。
And it's because the Bible is not a patchwork of disconnected stories written by various authors.
因为圣经呢不是不同的作者写出的不同的这个故事呢拼凑出来的这样的一个作品。
The Bible is a literary work written as God-inspired holy men of God.
而是圣经呢是神感动属神的人写下的这样的一本文学作品，它是一个整体。
And because of that, no story in the Bible is expected to sit by itself.
所以正因为这个原因呢，没有任何一个圣经的故事呢，它是独立存在的。
Every story is connected to the verses and the chapters and the books that surround it.
任何一个故事都是跟它前后的这经文章节以及书卷呢都是相关的。
And this is called the context of the story.
我们管这个呢叫做这个故事的上下文背景。
And here is where God arranges the order of the stories so that as the plot grows, we can follow it more clearly.
那神呢是有意的按照这样的顺序呢把这些故事编排起来，所以当这个情节发展的时候呢，我们更能清楚的明白他的意思。
Because if you don't know the context, you will not always understand the story.
因为如果你不明白上下文呢，你就不太可能明白这个故事，这个单个故事的意思。
I'm not sure, Yan Ling, if this is going to translate. In baseball, do you say home the same as in English?
Yeah, we call it 本垒. Yeah, home.
Okay.
在棒球里面呢，我们有一个本垒。
So if I were to say I arrived home and I found this man with a mask on standing at home, what would you think?
如果我说啊，我已经跑回了本垒，我面前呢看到的是一个戴着这个面罩的一个人，你会怎么想呢？
Some might think it's a robber with a mask on.
如果我不是告诉你这个背景是打棒球，你可能会说这个人戴着面罩的人是一个强盗。
Some might think it's a costume party.
有可能人家会想，哦，这是不是一个化妆舞会？
But the story that I was going to tell talks about a person coming home to baseball and finding the umpire there with his mask on.
那实际上他是回到了这个本垒呢，是那个王啊，是戴着他的这个面罩在那里。
And so the context helps the understanding of the story.
所以你看这个上下文的背景呢，是能帮助我们明白这个故事的。
And when you understand the story, that's the only way you're going to get the proper interpretation.
你只有明白了这个道理呢，你才能正确的解读这个圣经的含义。
So every story in the Bible is part of the larger story of the Bible.
所以任何一个单个的故事呢，在圣经里的故事都是一个更大的一个系列的一个故事当中的一部分。
And God assumes and he expects us to use the context of the story to discover the meaning of the story.
神呢假设他也希望我们怎么做呢，我们就是在一个更大的上下文的这个背景里呢去解读一个故事。
Unfortunately, not all Bible teachers do this.
但是不幸的是呢，不是所有的圣经教师都是这么做的。
There is a very common Bible verse that many people receive when they accomplish something and are going to start something new.
所以我们经常呢有一些经文呢是被引用当什么时候呢，就是当人开始一个新的工作或者取得了一个什么成就的时候他会用。
And the unfortunate thing is it's taken out of context.
但问题呢这种引用呢都是脱离了他的上下文的。
We find this one that I'm thinking about right now in Isaiah chapter 29.
比如说以赛亚书的29章，现在我脑子里想到的这节经文。
And verse 11.
11节。
And it says, For I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Sorry, Trevor, you mean Isaiah chapter 29?
No, Jeremiah 29.
耶利米书二十九章。
Sorry.
，11节啊，耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
So many people would take this.And they just read that one verse.
有的人呢会把这节经文抽出来，而且就读这一节经文。
And they say God has special thoughts of you, and your life is going to be peaceful.
然后他们会说，哦，神对你这一生啊有一个旨意啊，就是会让你平安的度过。
And that God has a good plan for your life.
就神对你的一生有很好的一个安排。
And That's true.
这是对的，是真的。
But it's not in the context of Jeremiah chapter 29.
但这不是在耶利米书二十九章的这个上下文里面的意思。
In Jeremiah 29, we have the prophecy of Israel being taken captive for 70 years.
因为在耶利米书的二十九章里面呢，这个上下文讲的是他们以色列人呢，会被掳到巴比伦70年。
The verse right before it says, Thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, causing you to return to this place.
因为这节经文的紧接前面的一节经文啊，就是十节，耶和华如此说，被巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩典，使你们仍回此地。
In verses 1-3, he talks about them being carried away and taken away captive.
然后在这一章的一到三节就讲的是他们要被掳啊，被成为俘虏掳走。
And this is the context of the story.
所以这个是这个故事的上下文。
That it's going to feel like God abandoned them.
所以在这个背景下呢，会让人感觉到神是弃绝了他们。
Going to feel like they're all alone and there is no one taking care of them.
他们会觉得很孤单啊，没有人管他们。
It's going to appear that they're all by themselves.
看起来呢，他们好像就是只剩他们自己了。
It's going to appear that they're suffering terribly.
而且看起来呢，他们受了很多的苦。
And that unfair things are happening.
看起来好像是一些不公平的事情发生了。
Families are being separated.
比如说家人分开了。
People are being taken away from their homes and their jobs.
人们呢离开家园，也离开他们的原来的工作。
They're being taken to a foreign land where they speak a different language.
然后他们会被带到一个说不同语言的异国他乡去。
And they're going to feel very lonely.
然后他们会感到非常的孤独。
Very alone.
非常的孤单。
But God says, and that's the context that verse 11 comes in.
那就是在这样的一个上下文背景下呢，我们有了第十一节。
God says, I know the thoughts I have for you.
所以神说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念。
I know what I'm doing, says God.
神的意思是说呢，我知道我在做什么。
I have good thoughts for you.
我对你们是有赐平安的意念的，是好的意念。
Thoughts of peace and not evil.
是赐平安的，不是降灾祸的。
I'm not going to do something horrible to you.
我不是要做一些让你觉得很恐怖的事情。
And you're going to come out on the other side just fine.
等到你到了事情的另外一边呢，你就能明白了。
So just hang on and trust me.
你就要坚持住，相信我。
That's the context.
这个是这句经文的上下文。
It's going to be horrible.
所以这个事情呢，看上去是有一点恐怖，有点可怕。
But God says, I know what I'm doing.
但是神说，我知道我在做什么。
It's not a verse to encourage people that God has a nice future all planned out for them in the sense that everything's going to go fine.
所以他那个不能用在这样一个场景里面，是说你告诉别人神给你安排的未来都是光明前途啊，就是一切你的一生都会很平顺，都很好，不是这样用的。
Which is how this verse is often presented.
但是呢，通常这个经文都是被人用在这样的场景里，这样的地方。
So we would like to learn the context.
所以呢，我们需要就是学习一下这个上下文，明白上下文。
And so while individual stories can function by themselves,
单个的这个故事呢，它不能自己单独发挥作用。
No stories in the Bible are ever expected or designed to function by themselves.
因为按照神的设计呢，没有任何一个故事呢，它是在圣经里是单独发挥作用的。
Every story in the Bible relies on the stories that come before it and come after it.
因为任何一个故事呢，都是和它前面的故事以及它后面的故事都是有联系的。
And God's careful placing of the stories helps you and I to understand the context.
神呢，是仔细地安排了这些不同的故事的这个前后顺序，为了是让我们能够明白他的意思。
And so we're going to learn about context.
所以我们今天呢就要来学习这个上下文。
Tonight we want to learn about historical context.
那今天晚上呢？Literary
context.
今天晚上我们先学习其中一种上下文，就是文学上下文。
Next time we would look at historical context.
下个星期呢，我们来学习历史上下文。Geographical
context.
还有地理的上下文，就地理的背景。
And the cultural context.
还有文化的上下文背景。
All these things are going to help us understand the story better.
那这些所有的这些知识呢，方法呢，都能够帮助我们更好地明白圣经。
So that we, when we learn the message that God intends to communicate to us, then we can share that message with others.
所以当只有我们自己明白了神要传递给我们的信息的时候呢，我们才能把这信息呢分享给别人。
So what we're going to do is to see how our story relates to the stories that surround it.
所以我们今天要做的呢，就是看我们要去查考的这某一个故事啊，它和它前后的这个故事之间是什么关系。
So a verse is going to first relate to the verses around it.
那首先呢，它是和它前后的经节发生关系。
And it's going to relate to the chapter that it's found in.
然后呢，是跟它前后的章发生关系。
And that chapter is going to relate to the chapters around it that make up the book that it's found in.
那它所在的这一章呢，又会在整个这卷书里面，和别的章发生有联系。
And that book is going to either relate to the Old Testament or the New Testament, whichever side it's found in.
然后呢，这某一卷书呢，又和它所在的 要么就是新约，要么就是旧约，整个新约或者旧约之间它有联系。
And then it's going to relate to the whole story and contribute to the whole story of the Bible.
那最后呢，它是会跟整个圣经，整本圣经都有关系。
So we have a bit of work ahead of us.
所以你看我们还是要学习很多东西的。
So before we want to discover the details of a particular story, we want to just start off by reading the story. That's the very first thing we'll do.
所以当我们去研读这个一个故事的细节之前呢，我们先要把这个故事读通。
So we're going to read our passage.
就是把你要研读的这一段把它读出来。
And the more we read the passage, the better we're going to know the passage.
你读的遍数越多呢，你就会对这一段的掌握更多。
But then we're going to start to read what surrounds our passage.
那读完这一段本身呢，我们再读它前后的篇章。
And so we're going to take a little bit of a look at that tonight.
我们今天晚上呢，主要就是看这一段，这一点。
And then we're going to start to read the whole book.
然后读完了它前后的章节呢，我们再去读整它所在的这一卷书，这整卷书。
And then sooner or later we will read the whole New Testament or the whole Old Testament and the whole Bible.
然后就这样读下去呢，或早或晚你就会把整个旧约或者把整个新约读完。那两个约你都读完了呢，那整本圣经你就读完了。
And the more we read it, the better we're going to understand.
你读的越多，次数越多呢，你就理解的更多。
Nobody will ever be a good Bible teacher or understand the Bible well if they don't read the Bible well.
所以没有任何一个人呢，他可以不读圣经，就能够成为一个好的圣经教师，或者是把圣经读好的。
So this evening we'd like to start with the story of Cain and Abel found in Genesis chapter 4.
那我们今天晚上呢举的第一个故事的例子呢，是在创世纪四章的该隐和亚伯的故事。
So let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 4.
我们现在把圣经翻到创世纪的四章。
Now, I chose this because it's very close to the beginning of the Bible.
我之所以选这个故事呢，是因为它就在这个圣经的一开头的部分啊，离这个创世纪的起头非常的近。
So finding the context will be easier because we don't have to know a lot that came before because it's only three chapters.
那这对我们这个找到它的上下文呢，相对容易一点，因为在它之前面没有太多章节，只有三章。
If we were to do the book of Revelation, we'd have all the Bible before that we'd have to sort of understand.
相反，如果我们去读一个创世纪的一段的话呢，那整个前面所有的圣经都变成了它的上下文，我们都得去明白了。
So we're going to start out in the beginning of the Bible.
所以呢，我们先从这个圣经的开头开始。
And it says, and Adam knew his wife, Eve,And she conceived and bare Cain. And I said, sorry, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock,and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said to Cain, Why are you wroth? Why are you angry? Why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, shall you not be accepted?And if you doeth not well, sin lies at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. And the Lord said to Cain, Where's Abel your brother? And he said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?And he said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth.And Cain said to the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from your face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that finds me shall slay me. And that's good enough for now.
Okay, 我们从一节读到十四节啊。有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐，便说耶和华使我得了一个男子，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯。亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。耶和华对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。耶和华对该隐说，你兄弟亚伯在哪里？他说，我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？耶和华说，你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告，地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血。现在你必从这地受咒诅，你种地，地不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。该隐对耶和华说，我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的。你如今赶逐我离开这地，以致不见你面，我必流离飘荡在地上，遇见我的必杀我。我们就读到这。
So we have this story, and in the first verse, it says, and Adam and Eve had a child, and his name was Cain.
这个故事第一节呢，就说亚当和夏娃他们有了一个孩子的，这个孩子的名字叫该隐。
And in the next verse, it says they had another baby, and his name was Abel.
然后下一节呢，就说他们又生了一个孩子叫亚伯。
So we have two sons being born.
所以你看，我们现在他们生了两个儿子。
Is that important?
这个重要吗？
Now, when we look at the context, we'll find that it's very important.
那如果我们知道上下文的话呢，我们就会知道这点非常的重要。
In chapter 1, verses 22, and then in verse 28, God says, be fruitful and multiply.
在这个第一节的22节啊，他说你们要这个滋生繁多啊，变。一直到28节都说你们各种的这个生物都要滋生繁多，生养众多，遍满地面。
And so we see that they're starting to do and they're starting to obey God.
所以呢，他们现在开始做的这个事情呢，就是顺服神的旨意了，就是生养众多，遍满地面。
So it's relating itself back to Genesis chapter 1.
所以这个生儿子这个事呢，就和这个回到创世纪的一章的22和28节这两节都就联系起来了。
But we were also reading about Cain killing his brother. So we read about death.
我们还读到这里有了死亡，就是该隐杀了亚伯。
And that takes us back to chapter 2 of Genesis.
那这一点呢？把我们带回了第二章，创世纪的二章。
And verse 17.
17节。
And there we read that they're not supposed to eat of a certain tree, and if they do eat from the tree, it'll die. They will die. It says, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof, you will surely die.
16节开始，耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
And then we read about this tree again in chapter 3.
然后我们在第三章的时候呢，又读到这个分别善恶这棵树了。
And Adam and Eve eat from it.
然后亚当和夏娃吃了这棵树上的果子。
And they don't die.
但是他们却没有死。
But something did die.
但是呢，的确有一个什么东西死了。
Because God made skins for a covering for them.
因为神用皮子遮盖了他们的身体。
And so we read that in verse 21 of chapter 3.
我们在三章的21节里面。读到这句话。
And it says, and unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord make coats of skins and clothe them.
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
So we have death, but it's not a person who's dying, but a substitute.
在这里面呢，其实是涉及到死的，但是它不是人死了，它是一个代替人的动物死了。
And so we're left wondering from Genesis chapter 2 verse 17, when are Adam and Eve going to die?
那我们读到这个联系这个创世纪的二章十七节，我们在想亚当和夏娃什么时候死呢？
And then in chapter 4, we not only see these sons born,But one of them dies.
然后到了四章呢，我们就看到他们不仅生了两个儿子，而且其中有一个死了。
And probably the most tragic thing is he dies at the hands of his very own brother.
而且呢，最悲惨的事情在于他是死在自己的亲兄弟手里的。
And so death.Entered here in Genesis chapter 3.
所以死呢第一次进到这个世界呢是在创世纪的三章二十一节。
But the death of the human comes in chapter 4.
但是人的死呢, 是在第4章开始进来的。
And so we're starting to see how these stories interrelate to one another.
所以我们现在已经看出一点了, 就是这前后的这个故事之间啊, 是怎么样联系起来的。
The stories of creation in Genesis chapters 1 and 2.
在创世纪的一章二章讲到创造。
The story of the fall in Genesis chapter 3.
然后在创世纪三章讲到的堕落。
And the story of Cain and Abel in chapter 4.
然后这些都和四章的甘隐和亚伯的故事有联系。
Now, if we go back to Genesis chapter 3,
那我们现在再回到创世纪的三章,
this is helping us to get the context of the story.
这都能帮助我们明白这个故事的上下文。
Look at verse 15.
看15节。
And it says, God says, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, but you shall only bruise his heel.
神说, 我又叫你和女人彼此为仇, 你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇, 女人的后裔要伤你的头, 你要伤她的脚跟。
So in Genesis 3:15, we have these words seed.
所以在这一节里面呢, 我们看到这个后裔这个词。
And in the beginning of chapter 4, we see the seed of a woman.
然后我们在这个创世纪四章一开头呢, 就看到了女人的后裔。
Actually, we see two seeds, Cain and Abel.
事实上我们看到了两个后裔, 一个是甘隐, 一个是亚伯。
And we have this tremendous promise from God that the seed of the woman is going to crush the head of Satan, but the seed of Satan is only going to bruise the heel of the seed of the woman.
那我们已经有了神的这个伟大的应许啊, 就是女人的后裔要伤这个撒旦的头, 然后撒旦呢要伤这个女人后裔的脚跟。
And so in Genesis 15, we have the first prophecy of a savior.
就创世纪的三章十五节啊, 实际上是给我们一个关于这个救世主最早的一个预言。
And that's very important for us.
这对我们来说非常重要。
Because if there's a promise of a savior, we expect that God's going to fulfill his promise.
因为神既然应许给了我们一个救赎主呢, 那我们就期盼神能够应验他的这个应许。
And so when we get to chapter 4, and we read about two sons being born in the first two verses, that gets us excited.
所以当我们读到四章的一节和二节的时候呢, 看到这个女人有两个儿子了呢, 我们就会觉得很兴奋, 哦, 是不是这个后裔来了?
That God's going to complete his promise.
我们就会说, 哎呦, 神是不是准备要, 实现他的应许了?
And then we read this story.
然后我们就往下读了整个故事。
And as we read this story, we get confused.
我们越读这个故事呢, 就越糊涂了。
Because there's two sons born.
因为生了两个儿子。
And one dies.
然后一个死了。
And one is banished.
那一个呢, 就被神赶走了。
One no longer exists.
一个呢, 是完全不存在了。
And one is sent away.
另外一个呢, 被神, 赶走了, 离开神了。
And we might wonder, well, why did one die and why did one get sent away?
你会问自己, 为什么一个死了, 一个被神赶走了呢?
So that's the story of this portion of Genesis that we're reading.
那这就是我们读的这个甘隐和亚伯的这段故事。
So there they were, born and alive and doing the things they were supposed to do.
那这个故事讲到他们出生了,他们活着了,然后做他们该做的事。
In Genesis chapter 2, God told Adam that he would be working the ground.
在创世纪的二章里面呢，神给亚当的任务呢，就是他来这个看管着地。
That he would be keeping the garden.
他来看守着园子。
Then in chapter 3, God says, you know, it's going to be a little bit harder to keep the garden now. You're going to do it by the sweat of your brow.
然后到三章的时候呢，神就告诉他，你现在在种这个地呢，就有点困难了，因为你要汗流满面才能糊口。
And so when we see Cain and Abel being farmers, we think, okay, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
然后我们在看这个四章的时候，看到该隐和亚伯啊，他们也都在种地啊，在就经营这地啊，觉得哦，对，他们在做他们该做的事情。
Cain is working the land and having fruits and vegetables and plants grow.
那该隐呢是在种地啊，他是种出蔬菜啊，其他的这个素菜出来。
Abel is using the land and he's taking his flocks and caring for the land with his flocks.
然后呢，亚伯呢也是在用着地上的草啊，在喂养他的羊群，他在看管他的羊群。
Keeping the grass short and putting fertilizer down.
他就让这个草啊，他要割短一点，让他们这羊都能吃上。
And it all looks good.
看上去都挺不错的。
But then something happens.
然后呢，就发生了一件事。
These two brothers try to offer God something.
然后这两个兄弟呢，都准备给神呢要献祭了。
And this is where the problem starts.
那这个麻烦呢，就从这一点开始了。
It says in verse 3, that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground as an offering to the Lord.
第三节啊，有一日该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。
And then in the next verse it says that Abel brought a lamb.
然后下一节经文讲的是亚伯是拿了羊来献上。
From his flock.
从他的羊群中拿出了一个羊羔。
And they both brought their offerings to the Lord.
他们都把这个供物呢带到神的面前。
And God accepted Abel's offering and did not accept Cain's offering.
然后神呢悦纳了亚伯的供物，但是却没有悦纳该隐的供物。
And we might ask ourselves why?
你可能会问我们自己会问自己为什么呢？
Well, in the Bible, in the rest of the Bible, it's going to give us a hint.
在圣经的剩下的部分呢，它会给我们一个线索。
So in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4.
希伯来书的十一章的四节啊，告诉我们。
We read that by faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable, more excellent sacrifice.
我们读到亚伯因着信嘛，献祭与神比该隐所献的更美。
So it says by faith Abel.
所以这里面说是亚伯因着信。
Now the key is by faith.
所以这里的关键呢是因着信。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
To have confidence.
是因为你有自信吗？
To feel good about it?
或者你对这个感觉良好?
Because that's what a lot of people tell us today.
这是今天人们解释信心的时候，很多人都是这么跟我们说的。
They come out of an exam and they say, I feel good about that exam.
比如说他们考完一个试出来说，我对这个考试感觉挺好的。
And then they will say something like, by faith, I'm going to get an A.
然后他说，我凭着信心，我觉得我能得 A。
Or they say, think positive thoughts and think good thoughts and have good vibes.
然后他们会说，你要积极的用乐观的态度去看事情。
But the Bible says faith is a little bit different than that.
但是圣经里面讲信心呢，却跟这些不同。
Actually, it says it's a lot different than that.
不是有一点不同，是很不同。
In Romans chapter 10, verse 17,
比如说罗马书的十章十七节。
We read that faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the word of God.
这里面写到，可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
And that's extremely important for all of us to understand.
所以这对我们来说，能明白这个信心是什么，是极其重要的。
Because in Hebrews chapter 11,
因为在希伯来书的十一章里面，
where we read over and over again the words, by faith somebody did something.
我们一遍遍的在这一章里面读到啊，就是因着信某个人做了某件事。
It's always them, the person responding to something that God told them to do.
那他们都是对神告诉他们的话做了正确的反应才这样做的。
Whether God told them directly or somebody else told them on behalf of God.
那有些呢是神直接告诉他们，有些呢是神借着别人告诉他们的。
And so here it says, by faith Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain did.
所以这一节里面告诉我们，亚伯因着信，他所献的供物比该隐献的更美。
So somehow, God told Cain and Abel to offer a sacrifice.
所以呢，我们可以猜测，就是用某种方式，神告诉亚伯和该隐呢，要去献供物。
Maybe it was from Genesis chapter 3.
那也许呢是从创世纪三章延续下来的。
Where Adam and Eve, their parents, learned that there was an animal sacrifice necessary.
可能是他们的父母，就是亚当夏娃呢，他们学到了，就是用一个动物啊，做替代的祭物是必须的。
Cain was the first son, Abel was the second son.
那该隐是头生的儿子，亚伯呢是第二个儿子。
And if Abel knew, Cain must have known also because he was the older son.
那如果亚伯都知道应该献一个动物的话呢，那该隐肯定也知道，因为他比他年长。
So God accepts Abel's sacrifice, but not Cain's.
但是神呢，悦纳了，看中了亚伯的供物，没有看中该隐的。
And Cain got angry.
然后该隐就很生气了。
He folded his arms and he frowned at God.
然后他把两手一插啊，就向神皱眉。
And he was having a temper tantrum.
然后他就脸色就不好了。
And God says, "What's wrong, Cain?"
然后神说，该隐你怎么了？
If you do right, it'll be accepted.
他说：“如果你行得好，就必蒙悦纳。”
God offered Cain a second chance.
也就是说，神给了该隐第二次机会。
You might have thought that God wouldn't give a second chance.
你可能会想，神不会给他第二次机会。
But I want you to know that God gives second chances and He gives third chances.
但是我想让你知道的是，神给人第二次机会，甚至给第三次机会。
But where you don't want to ever be is when God has given you your last chance.
Sorry?
Where you don't want to be is when God has given you His last chance.
但是你不希望自己到一个地步啊，是到了神给你最后一次机会那个时候。
The Bible says sometimes people reach their last chance.
圣经里面给过我们这样的例子，有的人呢是到了他最后的这个机会的时候。
The Bible says God gives them over.
然后神说，圣经说，那神的机会就给满了，不再给。
In the book of Romans.
在罗马书里面。
And you don't ever want to be past your last chance.
所以我们不希望自己错过最后一次机会。
It's always best to obey God as soon as possible.
所以我们越快的顺服神呢，就越好，这是最好的。
And when God gives you a second chance, you should take the second chance to be right with God.
那如果神给你第二次机会呢，你最好赶紧抓住这个机会跟神修复关系。
That's so important too. When God gives you the opportunity, then you need to take the opportunity.
所以这非常重要，当神再给你一次机会的时候，你要赶紧抓住机会。
And God gives Cain a second chance.
神给了该隐第二次机会。
And Cain just got more angry.
但是该隐呢就更生气了。
He thought his offering was good enough.
他觉得他的供物挺好的呀，足够好了。
It was a good offering.
是一个好东西呀，好的祭物。
He worked very hard to make his offering.
而且他是努力非常努力的工作才得到这个供物的。
He tilled the ground.
他这个修叫什么耕地啊，就是修。
He planted seeds.
用犁耕地，然后把种子撒上。
He watered his garden.
然后他浇了他的园子。
He pulled the weeds out.
然后他也除了草。
He went around killing the pests and the bugs.
然后他到处走呢，就杀灭这害虫。
He worked very hard to harvest his crops.
所以他经过非常辛苦的努力，才得到这个他这个作物的丰收啊。
Then he would wash all his vegetables and everything.
然后他会把他的这个蔬菜啊或其他的东西都给洗干净。
He took his carrot and he cleaned it so it was nice bright orange.
他可能把这些枝枝叉叉都除掉啊，是比如说这个橘子是非常漂亮的一个橘子。
He took his bok choy out of the ground and cleaned the dirt off so it was nice and clean.
然后他把他这些蔬菜也是从地里拔出来，把这个根上的土啊都除掉，所以看上去又好又干净。
He cut the flowers just right.
然后他就非常整齐的把这个花剪下来。
He chose the best fruits off the trees.
然后他也从树上摘了最好看的果子。
And he put them all in a presentation for God.
然后他们都把它摆在这个这个供物的这个桌子前面，桌子上。
And in his eyes, it looked wonderful.
在他的眼里看呢，这一切都特别特别的美好。
And he thought he worked hard, and he thinks it looks good. He liked it, so God should like it too.
然后他觉得他很努力的工作了，然后他也很喜欢他这个献上这些东西，他觉得他喜欢，神就应该喜欢。
But the problem was God didn't like it.
但麻烦就在于神不喜欢。
Now, if somebody tells you what they like and what they don't like,Which should you give them as a gift?
那如果有人告诉他，有人告诉你他喜欢什么，不喜欢什么，如果你要送他一个礼物的话，你会送他什么呢？
So if you found out that I really like hot pot,
but 如果你发现我很喜欢火锅，
and I like it a bit spicy,
最好呢有点辣，
and I really like the fish cakes.
我也喜欢这个就是鱼饼啊。
And I really like the spongy tofu.
也喜欢的这个就是冻豆腐。
And then you found out that I really didn't like chicken.
然后你又发现呢我一点就特别不喜欢鸡肉。
And I really didn't like plain broth.
我也不喜欢那种清汤。
What would I think about you if you brought me spicy broth with fish cakes and spongy tofu?
那如果你给我准备的是一碗这个辣的汤底的火锅，然后里面都放了这个冻豆腐和鱼饼。
You knew that that's what I liked. You know that I'm going to be pleased.
因为你知道这个是我喜欢的，然后会让你高兴的。
Now, if you knew I didn't like plain broth and I didn't like chicken, and you brought me hot pot with plain broth and chicken, what do you expect me to do?
然后如果你已经知道我不喜欢清汤，也不喜欢这个鸡肉的话，然后你给我弄了一盆，弄了一锅清汤，然后放了鸡肉，你觉得我会怎么想呢？
You'd expect me not to like it very much.
嗯，你一定别指望，不会指望我很喜欢吧。
And if I knew that you knew what I liked and what I didn't like, and you gave me what I didn't like, I might think you don't like me very much.
如果我知道你知道我喜欢什么不喜欢什么，还你还把我不喜欢的东西给了我，那我一定知道你真的不怎么喜欢我。有点绕啊，大家能听明白？
Cain knew what God wanted.
甘隐知道神想要什么。
Just like his younger brother Abel knew what God wanted.
嗯，就像他的弟弟亚伯知道神想要什么一样。
And he tried to do it his own way once.
嗯，然后他第一次呢想用他自己的方式做。
And he found out that God really didn't like the fruit of the land.
然后他发现神其实真的不喜欢这个地里出产的这些蔬菜什么的。
And God says to him, you can do better. All you have to do is offer a lamb.
嗯，然后神告诉他，你可以，你下次可以做的更好，你需要做的呢就是献一只羊。
And Cain got angry.
然后甘隐就生气了。
And Cain said, if God's not going to accept my sacrifice and my offering, God's not going to get any offerings, and I'm going to kill my brother so nobody gets any offerings.
嗯，然后甘隐是这么想的，他说，既然神不喜欢我的供物啊，我就让他得不到任何供物。我就把那个能给他献供物这个甘隐也杀了，这样呢神就没有渠道得到任何供物了。
And God says, oh no, what have you done?
然后神说，哇，你这是做了什么呀？
We heard those words in chapter 3.
嗯，我们在第三章里面读过这样的话。
When Adam and Eve sinned, God said, oh no, what have you done?
嗯，当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，神就说过，说，哎呀，你们做了什么呀？
Where are you? Why are you hiding?
因为神曾经呼唤亚当说，你在哪里呀？你为什么藏起来？
And Adam said, oh, we heard your voice and we hid because we're naked.
然后亚当就说，哦，我们听到你的声音就害怕，因为我们是赤裸的。
And they got these big leaves and tried to cover up themselves.
然后他们用一些大叶子做衣服，想要把他们的赤身肉体遮盖起来。
And God said, who told you?
然后神说，谁告诉你的？
Oh no, Adam and Eve, what have you done?
神说，哎，亚当夏娃，你们都做了什么呀？
Cain, what have you done?
甘隐啊，也是，你做了什么呀？
Because...The ground is crying out with the blood of your brother. What have you done?
你兄弟的血啊，有声音从地里向我哀告啊，你做了什么事呢？第十节，四章十节。
God asked Cain a question, where is your brother?
因为神问甘隐一个问题，说你兄弟亚伯在哪里？
And Cain shrugged God off and said, what am I, my brother's keeper? Who cares?
然后甘隐就把神一脚踢开，说：“我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？”
His own brother, he said, who cares?
这可是他自己的亲兄弟啊，他会说，他既然说，我才不在乎呢。
Can you imagine the heart of God just being broken that a brother doesn't care about his brother?
所以当神看到一个兄弟之间啊，彼此并不相爱的话。你可以看到神的心是多么的忧伤。
And Cain was banished from the land.
所以神就把他从这个地上驱逐了。
And he wouldn't be allowed to till the ground ever again.
然后神就再不允许他耕种这地了。
You see, whenHe says, this punishment is more than I can bear.
然后甘隐说，你给我这刑罚啊，太重，过于我所能当的。
Being banished was more than he could bear?
赶走就过于你所能当的吗?
Or was it the fact that he couldn't till the ground anymore that he couldn't bear?
还是说他不能再耕种这地了，使他更难以接受的呢?
You see, in Genesis chapter 2 and in Genesis chapter 3, God told Adam that was part of his purpose in life.
因为在创世纪的二章三章里面，神告诉亚当，他的这个生命的意义啊，就一部分的意义就在于此，就是修理这地啊，就经营这土地。
And now Cain had lost his very purpose of for living.
所以现在该隐呢，就失去了他这生命的这个价值，他的目的了。
His very purpose for existing.
就是他存在的这个意义就没有了。
And he said it was more than he could bear, and he went out from the presence of the Lord, it says in verse 16.
然后甘以就说他的刑罚太重了，然后他就离开耶和华的面了，去住在别的地方去了，这是在四章十六节里面讲的。
All because he didn't want to offer the sacrifice that God asked for.
那这一切的结果都是因为他不愿意献神想要的祭物。
The Bible says that you and I are created in the very image of God in Genesis chapter 2.
在创世纪的二章里面告诉我们，你和我都是按照神的形象和样式造的。
And that you and I are created in God's image to have fellowship with God himself.
我们是按照神的形象和样式造的，就是为了我们能和神之间有爱的相交的关系。
But our sins have hidden God's face from us.
但是我们的罪呢，却使我们离开了神的面。
It's not that God moved, it's that we moved.
不是神离开了，是我们离开了。When
my wife and I started dating,
当我和我太太谈恋爱的时候,
a long, long time ago,
很久很久以前了,
I used to own a pickup truck.
那时候有一个皮卡车,
and it had a bench seat in the front.
在这前面呢是有一个那种怎么讲，就平板的椅子。
So that three people could sit in the front seat.
就是那个前排就可以坐三个人。
And my wife used to always sit right beside me.
然后那时候我太太呢就坐在我的颈旁边。
And then since then, we've gotten a whole variety of cars.
然后从那以后呢，我们会买了各种各样的车，坐过各种各样的车。
But they all have bucket seats. There's a seat here and a seat over there.
但那些车呢，都是两个独立的位置。
With a space or a gear shifter or something in between.
然后中间呢，就是有排档啊，或者。 台档站的地方或者其他的这个隔断的地方。
And my wife says to me, how come we don't sit together in the car anymore?
然后我太太就说，哎呀，我们现在怎么都不能坐在车上不能坐在一起了。
And I say, well, I'm still behind the steering wheel, it's you that moved.
然后我说，我还坐在方向盘这里，是你离开了。
And then she sort of laughs.
然后她就开始笑了。
But she couldn't be there because there was something in between.
但是她的确不能坐在我紧靠我边上了，因为中间有东西隔开了。
And she would love it if we could take away that gear shifter and that console and put a chair there so that she could sit beside me.
她也非常希望能够把这个排档的这块地方挪走，然后在上面放一个座位，她就可以坐在那里，就正好贴着我坐。
But there's always this console in the way.
但是中间总有这么一个隔断。You
know, God is still behind the steering wheel of life.
你要知道，神也一直在你生命的这个方向盘后面坐着。He
has not changed, he has not moved.
他没有改变，他也没有移动过。But
our sins is like the console that comes between us and God.
但是我们的罪啊，就像车这个前排的两个座位之间的这个隔断一样的，就把我们和神之间分开了，挡住了。
And it's us that moved.
是我们远离了神。
Because it's us that sinned.
因为是我们犯了罪。
And God says, there's a way back. So you can sit right beside me and have fellowship with me again.
但是神说呢, 有一个办法, 你还可以回来, 你还可以像以前那样就坐在紧贴着我坐, 紧贴着我旁边坐。
And this is called the way of Abel.
那这条路是什么路呢? 就是亚伯的路。
So remember we were thinking about the whole Bible. In Jude, verse 11, it says that there's a way of Cain.
在犹大书的11节里面啊, 这里面提到是, 该隐的道路。
And the way of Cain led to his leaving and going away from the presence of God.
该隐的路呢, 是带领他离开, 是远离神的面了。
So the opposite would be the way of Abel.
那他与该隐道路相反呢, 相对应的呢, 就是亚伯的道路了。
The way of Abel brings you right into the very presence of God.
亚伯的路呢, 就带领你再次回到神的面前。
It's something that God is pleased with.
那是神所喜悦的。
We read in chapter 4 that Abel offered a lamb from his flock.
我们在第四章里面读到, 该隐呢, 他是, 不是, 亚伯呢, 他是献了, 从羊群里献了一只羊。
And that it was accepted by God.
那这只羊呢, 神悦纳了。
And in Hebrews 11, we read that by faith he offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain did.
希伯来书的11章的4节里面讲, 因着信亚伯所献的比该隐的更美。
Well, we're here to tell you this evening that there's even a more excellent sacrifice than what Abel offered.
但是今天晚上我要告诉你, 比亚伯所献的这个祭还更完美的一个祭。
It was the offering by Jesus Christ himself.
那就是耶稣自己把自己献上的这个祭。
And Jesus offered himself once and once only.
耶稣所献的祭一次就够了。
To open the way to have communion with God.
他只献了这一次就 打开了一条道路，让我们能跟神重新恢复相交。
This is the way that's acceptable to God.
这也是神悦纳的, 道路。
You and I can't come the way of Cain.
我们不能, 靠着该隐的路到神那里去。
We can't come how we think we can come.
我们不能用我们自己认为的方式到神那里去。
We can't do any works of our hands that will make God happy.
我们不能靠自己的双手所做的什么事情让神高兴。
Paul wrote to Titus and he said in chapter 3, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by his grace alone that he saves us.
在提多书里面保罗告诉他说, 我们不是靠, 行为得救的, 而是靠单单靠着神的恩典我们得救的。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说, 我是道路, 真理和生命, 若不借着我, 没有人能到父那里去。
He is the way.
他是道路。
Acts chapter 4 says, there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved.
使徒行传的4章告诉我们, 天上地上没有赐下别的名, 靠着我们靠着可以得救。
There is no other Savior.
也没有其他的救赎主。
There is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, says Timothy, or wrote Paul to Timothy.
保罗跟提摩太说, 在人和神之间只有一个中保, 那就是道成肉身的基督。
And so all these stories we've been seeing how chapter 4 related to chapters 1 and 2 and 3.
所以我们刚才这些解释呢, 告诉大家, 四章，创世纪四章和创世纪的一章、二章、三章是怎么连接的。
We've been seeing a little bit, whether it's Jude 11 or Hebrews 11 or Romans 10, how it relates to the rest of the Bible.
嗯，然后我们也通过这个希伯来书的十一章四节、罗马书的十章十七节和犹大书的十一节呢，给大家举例讲了就是这个该隐和亚伯的故事呢，和这个圣经其他的部分是怎么连接的。
And so Cain had this problem.
所以该隐呢有这么一个问题。
He wanted to get to God's presence his own way.
他的问题在于他想要按自己的方式到神的面前去。
He wanted to please God the way he thought God should be happy.
那他想要按自己认为的方式去取悦神。
But God wasn't pleased and he wasn't happy.
当他发现神不喜悦他的方式的时候，他就不高兴了。
And so, now what?
那现在怎么样呢？
Abel's dead.
现在亚伯死了。
Cain's banished.
该隐被逐出去了。
What happened to the seed in Genesis chapter 3? What happened to the be fruitful and multiply in Genesis chapter 1?
那个创世纪的三章里面说的女人的后裔这个应许怎么办呢？还有创世纪的一章神让他们生养众多这个命令该怎么办呢？
Is that the end of the story?
难道这就是故事的结束了吗？
Well, we're thankful that there's such a thing called context.
但是我们很感谢啊，有这么一个东西叫上下文。
Because it goes on, and we're going to read in verse 25.
25, okay. 我们可以读一下四章的二十五节。
And it says, And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare another son, and called his name Seth. For God, she said, hath appointed another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew.
亚当又与妻子同房，他就生了一个儿子，起名叫赛特，意思说，神另给我立了一个儿子代替亚伯，因为该隐杀了他。
And so, in chapter 4, we have another son.
所以在创世纪的四章里面呢，还提到另外一个儿子。
A man named Seth.
就是一个叫赛特的人。
And we see the promise of chapter 1, verses 22 and 28, and the promise of chapter 3, verse 17, being reinstated.
然后我们借着它呢，我们就看到创世纪一章的22和28节生养众多的这个应许和这个三章创世纪三章十七节这个女人的后裔这个应许呢，借着赛特又开始延续了。
We read about hope coming back.
我们读到盼望又回来了。
Because when Abel died and when Cain was banished, when we're reading these complications, we're wondering, what happened to God's promise? Is God able to keep his promise?
因为当我们读到亚伯死了，该隐被赶逐出去的时候，我们在想，哎呀，那神的应许怎么办啊？神一定得他不是一定会应验他的应许吗？
But there was another son born.
但是现在告诉我们，又生了一个儿子。
A miracle son, actually.
而且是一个神迹的生的儿子。
I'm not sure how you would feel, but I think if I had two sons and one of them killed the other son and the other one was banished, I might feel really bad as a parent.
我不知道你会怎么样，但是如果我呢，我一个儿子被自己的弟兄杀了，然后另外一个儿子被赶出去了，我一定感觉非常的不好。
And I might feel discouraged.
那我可能会觉得很灰心。
And I might feel sadness.
也会很忧伤。
I might feel hopelessness.
对，会觉得很没有盼望。
I might say, well, I tried.
然后我会说，哎，我已经尽力了。
But what a waste of time.
但是看上去都是浪费时间了。
I might say I'm not going to do that again.
然后我说我再也不想生孩子了。But
beloved, we're very fortunate that Adam didn't feel that way.
但是现在弟兄姐妹们，我们很有幸啊，就是亚当并没有这样像我这样想。
You see, Adam had a commandment in from chapter 1, be fruitful and multiply.
因为在创世纪的一章里面，神是给了亚当一个命令的，就让他生养众多。
And he not only had a commandment, he had a promise from chapter 3.
他不仅在一章里得到一个命令，而且在三章里面得到了一个应许。
And this promise was what kept him going.
是这个应许啊，支持他往前走的。
Because God is a faithful God.
因为神是信实的神。
He doesn't make an error.
他也不会犯错。
Cain, he made an error.
甘也犯了错。
Adam and Eve, they made errors.
亚当和夏娃，他们也犯过错。
Abel, I suppose, made the error of trusting his brother and going out with his brother.
但是我想亚伯犯的错呢，就是他太信任他的兄弟了，跟他的兄弟一起出去了。
But God, he doesn't make errors.
但是神不犯错。
And Adam realized that God doesn't make errors.
然后亚当呢，也意识到神不犯错。
And when God told him to be fruitful and multiply,
神既然告诉他你要生养众多,
and when God promised that the seed of the woman would crush the head of the serpent,
那既然神应许女人的后裔必击伤蛇的头,
Adam knew his wife and they had another son named Seth.
所以亚当就和他的妻子同房,又生了一个儿子名叫赛特。
And so now there's hope again for the future.
所以现在我们对未来又有了新的盼望。
And we're going to read about how Seth, and going on through Seth, comes one day the greatest of all the children of Adam.
那后面呢，我们可以看到从赛特生出了亚当后面的很多的孩子。
It's a marvelous story.
是非常奇妙的一个故事。
Look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 38.
我们看马太的三章，38。Luke.
I opened my Bible to Luke and I said Matthew. It says, which is the son of Enos, the son of Seth, which is the son of Adam, which was the son of God.
以挪是赛特的儿子，赛特是亚当的儿子，亚当是神的儿子。
And look at verse 23.
你再看路加的三章二十三节。
And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being as was supposed the son of Joseph.
耶稣开头传道，年纪约有30岁，依人来看来他是约瑟的儿子。
That's the very beginning of the genealogy.
这是这个耶稣的这个家谱的起头。
God created Adam. Adam gave birth to Seth, and then it all begins, the birth of Jesus.
然后亚当生了赛特，然后从赛特开始，一代代生下来，最后是耶稣。
The seed of the woman who crushed the head of Satan.
所以女人的后裔真的击伤了蛇的头，魔鬼的头。
Who took away death.
他把死除去了。
And came to give you and I life.
他来是给你和我生命的。
Eternal life.
而且是永恒的生命。
In John 17 verse 3, Jesus says, And this is eternal life, that they know you, the true God, and your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
约翰福音的十七章的三节说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
So we've seen how Genesis chapter 4,
所以我们现在看到这个创世纪四章啊，
related to Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 and chapter 3,
是和创世纪的一章、二章、三章是有关系的。
And how it relates to a lot of the Bible.
然后也可以看到它和圣经的其他的很多的地方都有联系。
And how it is not a story by itself.
所以我们看到它这个不是自己一个独自单独的这么一个故事。
But it contributes to the story of the Bible.
而是它对整个圣经的这全本书的故事都有它的贡献，它的价值。
And the Bible is the book that tells the story of Jesus.
因为圣经这本书呢，就是讲关于耶稣基督的故事的一本书。
This is just a little example of finding the literary context of the story.
所以这个我们只是给大家举了一个小小的例子啊，来解释我们怎么把这个一个故事的从文学的作品的这个上下角度看，把它的上下文找出来。
And our prayer is that you this evening are encouraged to read the stories around the stories to get more of what God wants for us.
所以我们的祷告呢，是希望大家在研读任何一段经文的时候呢，我们都希望你能受今天的这个讲课的鼓励啊，能去把它前后的这故事都串起来一起读，然后更清楚的得到神要对你讲些什么。
And more about Jesus would we know.
你就会越来越多的知道关于耶稣基督的真理。
The Lord bless you this evening.
愿主祝福大家。
Father, we thank you for this story in chapter 4.
天父啊，我们感谢您在创世纪四章的这个故事。
And it's interesting how it relates to all the stories around it.
所以我们发现这很有趣，它是如何跟他前后之间的这个上下文之间联系起来的。
And it's most interesting how it relates to the story of Jesus.
但是更让我们感兴趣的是，他是如何和耶稣基督联系起来的。
And we pray that we would go the way of Jesus.
主，我们祷告是愿我们能够走耶稣基督的道路。
And not the way of Cain.
而不是该隐的道路。
Cain tried to get to you the way he felt was good.
那该隐试图想用他觉得好的方式去做。
It was his way.
但是这是他的道路。
But that didn't work.
但是这不管用，行不通。
And his way led to him leaving from your presence forever.
那他的方式呢，导致他从你的面前远离开了。
But Jesus is the way.
但是耶稣就是那道路。
That leads to life.
带领我们走向生命的。
That leads to fellowship with you.
带领我们能够和你有相爱的、相交的关系的。
So help us to follow the way of Jesus.
主啊，求你帮助我们能够走耶稣的道路。
For his honor and glory we pray. Amen.
为了他的名，为了他的尊荣，我们这样祈求。Amen。
那个啥，我哪天再过来，范叔。
哎，你不是。